Geek Radio Daily, Monday, April the 21st, 2008. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody all over this universe of ours tuned in and hearing my voice right now, you get all of your geek right here without the wait.
Zippy wait,
there's
baby.
No waiting. There's nothing. We are here. We are...
No numbers to take. No, none of that.
No, that's right. Absolutely not.
We're not the butcher shop.
Flying at you like Mike Tyson hitting that last ear of corn, baby.
All I wanted to do is to win the fight.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I don't know if that's Mike Tyson's voice.
Hey, look over there. That's Billy Flynn.
He's a sex machine.
I've heard that.
Thank you.
I've heard that from men.
Well.
As
long as they're cute.
I went there. That's true. That's true. Hello. We're an equal opportunity offender here on this show.
Certainly.
I have to be because I am the vicar.
I'm warning you, I'm seriously stressed out here.
Yeah, you don't want to, don't get near me.
You look a little, I don't know what the word for it is, but you look a little that.
I'm not feeling well, so there's
that. I can see that.
You know, I'm not feeling well today, but it's all right, that's all right, because that is why we have chemicals, sir. This is why we have artificial pollutants, if you will.
Wow.
To put into the system.
That's what you call it.
Yeah, to make it a little bit better, so. There we go. That's what we're doing on this fine Monday when I am excited, Billy, about television.
Might as well. It's going to be raining all smeggin' day.
I know. All day, all night. Good part of tomorrow, too. Anyway, all right. The TV tonight. Here you go. The president. President George W. Bush. I assume the W is Walker, by the way. I don't actually know that. I guess so.
Wimpy?
Because
his father was
George Herbert Walker. So yes. I guess the W. Anyway. All right. President Bush is on Deal or No Deal.
Okay.
He is.
No deal.
Yeah.
No deal,
anyway,
Mr. President.
NBC tonight there. He makes a surprise appearance because tonight's episode features Captain Joseph something, who's attempting to win money to pay off his parents' home. He has a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. He's been in Iraq 3 times. Bush surprises him by appearing on screen. Although I think when we watch it, it'll be like, I can't do a Bush voice, but it'll be like, congratulations to you,
Sergeant Joseph.
And there's going to be a voiceover.
Congratulations to you, Sergeant Johnson.
Yep.
I hope you really win there and do well for your family there,
Sergeant Johnson.
Totally different voice. And how come his mouth doesn't match?
Tonight on USA on WWE Monday Night Raw,
brother.
The one night only King of the Ring tournament. Plus, what happens when the presidential campaign hits the WWE ring? Which I guess
I don't know.
The president's going to be there too.
I guess so. But he's everywhere.
Condi in a body lock.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, it's a Friday night at the White House.
Well, that's true. Oh, my stars and garters. Dancing
Machine.
With the stars tonight on ABC. And Samantha Who is back. New episodes of Samantha Who, which I recommend. I like the show. Watch
it. Okay. Tonight on the CW on Gossip Girls, they have an episode entitled The Blair Bitch Project.
Oh, no.
And
that's
I guess
just
that's
mean.
Guest stars Lisa Welchel.
Oh, my stars.
See what I did there?
That's all right. Great. Oxygen tonight. Oxygen Channel, which is one of those channels for women folk, right?
Yes.
They're showing Catwoman with Halle Berry. Not once. No, sir. Twice. Back-to-back.
Why?
Catwoman. Because apparently women need it.
Okay.
They need it. They need it bad. They need it hard.
They need to wear the
I
outfit.
Guess. I don't know. Well, tonight
on,
maybe.
Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, it's Ferris Bueller's Day Off, followed by the 1985 Michael J. Fox classic Teen Wolf.
Oh, is Teen Wolf 2 after that?
I certainly hope not.
Oh, all right.
Nobody wants that.
HBO.
Werewolves doing basketball is fine, but boxing is wrong.
HBO has your John Adams tonight.
Oh, that's good.
And I'll mention a couple of guest appearances on tonight's talks. Kate Beckinsale on the Late Late
Tasty.
Show tonight. And Rachel Ray, you know I like Rachel Ray,
yes, you
sir,
do.
Is on Conan O'Brien this evening.
Tonight on the Discovery Channel, they've got a new show premiering. It's called Verminators. It's called Night at the Races. They're verminating horses? That's just wrong,
that's
man.
Weird. Yeah.
It's cruel. Very cruel. Turner Classic Movies has the 1973 classic Tom Sawyer that we used to watch every 4th of July. I think it came on TV, on CBS.
Yeah.
At about
7
o'clock in the evening.
Gotta watch it.
But if you're watching anything tonight, we're flipping it over to Spike. That's TV,
that's
for,
TV
guys.
For guys, dude.
Damn right it is, because tonight a race car driver gets entangled with an arms smuggler. Tonight, Samuel Page and Scott Baio star in Finish Line.
Well, you didn't tell me Scott Baio was in it.
Hey,
it has to be good.
Damn right.
Did
name
you see Zapped?
Exactly. Name one bad thing Scott Baio's ever done.
That's what I'm saying. Well.
Well, don't name Aaron Moran.
Oh,
okay.
That just happened.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
I wanted her when I was
I know you did.
I still kind of do.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
You should see, what is it, Curse 3, where her head explodes? It's fantastic.
Oh,
No, it's not Curse 3.
Planet Terror?
Yeah.
No, that
no,
was the...
That's the Robert Rodriguez. I've already forgotten.
Oh, it's something, Galaxy of Terror.
Galaxy of Terror.
I think that's
that
it. Yeah,
right.
Holy cow.
Okay.
All right, a couple of quick emails. Chris Engler emailed in to say the band we're looking for with Cool Like That.
Cool like that
from last week. The band we're looking for is Digable Planets.
Digable Planets. Diggable,
Diggable
Planets.
But whatever. That doesn't make any sense.
No,
however
I
you pronounce
Diggable
it, it doesn't
Planets.
Make sense. But anyway.
Cool Like That.
I'm cool like that.
Diggable Planets.
Cool like that. Yes. That's what we were doing last week. We couldn't think of the name of the band. So.
We're slow.
Thank you, Captain Crunch. We're a little bit slow. We are not the brightest bulbs in the hall. Okay. Hello, radio gods.
Hello.
Are we them now?
There's no Don and Mike show.
I guess we're it.
We're radio gods now.
I'll be damned. Hola, radio gods. This is Mayor 26 from the forums. Hey, by the way, that would be the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com. I see you have the glorious Geek Radio Daily t-shirts on in some of your pictures.
They are fantastic.
That are focused, that are featured, I should say, there on the site. Are you going to put these into circulation, or did I miss the announcement? The wife and I went to the Braves game a few days ago and wore our old Geek Label shirts, which there's pictures of up on the forum, in the Mythos green. Keep it real and remember, only 130 days till DCon, baby. So, yes, that's true. The
DEFCON
t-shirts,
5?
We made the t-shirts for us.
We did.
And probably we'll put them up. Honestly, just hadn't.
A couple of folks have asked us.
Yeah.
It never occurred to us to do that.
Yeah. It was just for us for cons and stuff. The Bruce has one and we've got one. But
right.
I guess we would do that. It's really just a matter of looking into it.
Yeah.
Because we'd offer those. I mean, that'd be kind of cool. Obviously, it's nice to
get the Bruce on that. He's got nothing to do during the week.
Get the
Bruce on
the
show.
Yeah.
Come on.
We're here working, and he's at home with his servants. He has the servant boy, you know, coming, more tea, Mr. Blues, you know.
And some strange reason, he looks like Dr. Tran to me.
Yeah, I don't know why. And I've been to his house, and they're like fanning him. Have you seen that? Have you seen the young people fanning him, and they don't talk to you? I don't know what's the deal.
You notice they don't, if you look at them, they don't make eye contact.
What I'm saying. The Bruce's fitness compound there hidden. It's kind of hard to find, but the fitness compound where the Bruce resides, you got to get in with you need like a swipe card, and it has one of those retinal identifier.
Ever offers to show you the rack, just say no.
Anyway, the Bruce, yeah, he could look into that. So I guess we ought to do that. T-shirts.
Sure.
Anybody out there want t-shirts?
Do you?
If we had t-shirts, would you buy the damn things? I don't need to make money off of them. I'm just trying to figure out if enough people to be worth doing would want them.
You know, that way we can recognize who's who when we give the signal to take over the world.
You better recognize.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. It's Monday. Box office results. Also, of course, geek news and all that coming up on this here Monday, April 21st, 08 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Oh, my God. I just found a CGC 9.8 grade ashcan edition of Mutant Warrior Babes from the Planet Zargon number 1 with a chromium cover signed by the inker. I'm going to bid right now.
Stop right there, citizen.
Oh, my gosh. It's Night Ranger and Working Man from the Inner Circle.
Before you foolishly squander your allowance, check out the Fistful of Comics podcast.
Fistful of Comics podcast? What's that?
It's a weekly podcast covering comics, games, movies, RPGs, and other geeky goodness.
And where can I find this at?
www.fistfulofcomics.com.
Well, now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What's the other half?
2 years ago, a voice whispered from the edge a story about the Weaver's Web. Now, that voice speaks again.
Koru Studios, in association with Dragon Moon Press, presents Chasing the Bard, written and read by Philippa Ballantyne.
Coming soon. www.chasingthebard.com.
You ever chase the dragon?
You never catch him.
I know.
You never, ever catch him.
Geek Radio Daily, Monday, April 21st, 2008. All of your geek without the weight, Billy Flynn and the Vicar standing by, ready, excited, here, turgid, to give you what you need, which in this instance,
yeah,
your box office results. Who made money this weekend, what?
Well, you know, number 5, Nim's Island, still holding in there. Made $5.6 million. That's $32 million total for its 3-week run. It still has not made its $37 million budget back, and the way that it drops week after week, it looks like it would take 3 weeks for it to get
Well, when they get around to the actually filming the sequel, Nim's Gonna Get You, Sucker, then I'm gonna go.
Okay.
I get my $8.
That'd be pretty cool. And I'm disappointed to know it's not a sequel to Secret of Nim. 88 Minutes, the Al Pacino film, debuted at number 4, making $6.8 million. No budget information there. Oops. Last week's number 1 is this week's number 3, Prom Night, making $9 million, falling 56%.
Oh.
It's made $32 million. Its budget was $20 million, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine, but boy, that's word of mouth for you.
Coming in at number 2, the movie that I went to see yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall is hysterical.
And you like that, huh? That's
and good there were stuff? Three ladies sitting next to us that walked out 15 minutes in because I guess they thought it was a regular romantic comedy.
Oh, really?
And it's not. And oddly enough, they left right after we saw a penis. So apparently women are afraid of penises. Or
I know. The Vicar has said that. that. The Vicaress, I mean, has said that for years.
And there was a great episode of South Park mentioning that. It made $17.3 million. Its budget is $30 million. If it doesn't fall and completely lose ground, it can might make everything back up. And number one was, of course, the Jet Li Jackie Chan co-starring. I almost went to see that. It is The Forbidden Kingdom, making $20.8 million. Budget information unknown. It's probably crap, but it's got the both of them in there kicking.
You see that kingdom? Oh. You cannot go there.
It is hidden.
Forbidden.
Forbidden Kingdom.
No, I will go anyway.
No, you must not.
Yes, I will.
No, you can't.
Come on, speed dresser.
Spill it. Magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
This is my interpretation of this film.
Okay.
Number five, we already did. All right. Number 621 has fallen to the sixth spot, down 47%. Still did all right.
I mean, it's made almost double its money now.
What do you want? Street Kings at number seven. Supposed to be bad. Down
almost
damn near 70.
Almost made its budget.
Down damn near 70%.
Wow.
Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who. That's cool. Still hanging in there in the top 10. That's nice at number 8.
Right.
Expelled. No intelligence allowed.
None for you.
None. You can't have it. It's not allowed. $3 million. A little over $3 million for the number 9 slot. And Leatherheads is still in there at number 10 as well, which I'd like to
when
see.
When they put that at the Bird, I'm going to be there because I
want to
see that movie.
I'd like to see it. I don't hear good word of mouth from it.
Which is sad because it looks good.
It looks funny. So when the Bird Theater plays it, we'll go. So Leatherheads made about $3 million. So there we go.
Okay.
Cool.
Wow,
that's your box office for today. Good night, everybody.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. First, there's Geek News.
Geek News.
Looking at the world from a geeky point of view.
It's what we do. All right. From IGN, Guillermo del Toro, which is Billy the Bull, basically, right?
Okay, Billy the Bull.
Will announce within a day or two whether or not he will helm The Hobbit.
Okay.
The Hellboy and Pan's Labyrinth director further elaborated that meetings about music, casting, and visual style had already taken place. If hired, he would be doing both prequels, and he would bring in his own style, he says, rather than adhering to previous, apparently referring to Peter Jackson. So,
which
good or bad, Billy?
It should adhere to it. Del Toro would make an interesting choice, but he shouldn't change everything. I can see him changing some things, but it should still be the same universe, because it is.
It's going to be a musical in Spanish.
Well, it was a musical, so that's kind of fun.
El Hobbito.
Hey, turns out that Justice League movie?
Yeah?
Maybe it's not going to happen after all.
No,
it's officially been tabled. That means that they still want to make it, but they may not use this script, nor will they use these actors that they've already lined up, because they're now free to go pursue other projects, because right now, they're more interested in going after a little film franchise called Wonder Woman.
Yes, from Dark Horizons, producer Joel Silver says he has scribes Matthew Jennison and Brent Strickland to work on the new Wonder Woman script. They wrote a World War II set Wonder Woman script that Warner Brothers snatched up last year, but they won't be used, however.
Of course not.
The pair instead came up with another one. So what a frustrating business.
I know. Could you just make the fracking movie
for these
already?
Guys? I know. All right. Originally shying away from an origin story, Silver has reconsidered, says they're really looking into a story involving Paradise Island and her background. As to who will direct, Silver did say Andy Wachowski had an idea on how to open the Wonder Woman film, but wouldn't comment further. So they don't know.
He would open it in costume himself, and that's a little scary.
Oh, absolutely he would.
PayPal is going to start making it harder for people to do identity theft, and they're going to start using browsers that aren't that secure. They're going to block them. You can't use PayPal for that. Hmm. That would include older versions of Internet Explorer and Mozilla's wonderful Firefox. The older versions would be banned, and outright completely, Apple's Safari would be banned completely.
Oh my goodness!
Because it is not a secure browser under PayPal's rules.
No pal for you.
No, you must get Windows if you want to buy stuff from eBay.
From Newsarama, announced yesterday at Midway Gamers Day in Las Vegas. Video game mainstay Midway has teamed up with DC Comics to bring the next installment of Mortal Kombat. It's going to be in September. Rumored back in September. Now it's actually going to happen. Two different stories, DC Comics characters versus Mortal Kombat characters.
And no blood, no fatalities? Come on.
I don't know. Two different stories, one told from the MK side, one told from the DC side. Go to worldscollide.com for some more information. There's actually some video, I think.
Really?
Some stuff out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that just sounds
Mortal
so
Kombat
bad.
Mortal Kombat versus DC. I don't know.
It's like that Jetsons meets the Flintstones.
Yeah.
Sure, you can do it, but should you?
Do we care anymore? Jetsons meet Cthulhu.
I'd watch that in a heartbeat. Sir Richard Branson, you know him, a Virgin Galactic. He can fly people up in suborbital space.
He's kind of rich.
Well, he's a 58-year-old billionaire, plans to be the first person to marry a couple in space. It's going to happen, sir. He's going to fly them up there. It's He's already officiated one wedding in midair last year, but coming up later this year, he's going to take a couple up there, and he's going to get them wed in outer space.
Aww.
Isn't that just... How could you not want to get married in space?
I know. I would want to get married
let's
in space.
Let's do it, man.
I think that'd be beautiful.
Let's go.
Next
let's go ask somebody.
Next time I get married, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, already planning that third
that's
one, are you?
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Somebody's
got
to.
Yeah. I'm on my interim wife right now. That's kind of the way I figure it.
Does she know that?
How could she not?
Oh, really? Well, she doesn't listen to the show.
No. So all right. Listen, that's all I've got. I'm going to go throw up in a minute. So,
okay.
Oh, you got more?
No, right, no. I thought maybe you did.
No. No.
Okay.
Hell no. The porcelain throne awaits. So, here we go. Geek Radio Daily Kitty is a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes or your podcatcher of choice, because we're all about choice. It's what we do. Don't miss GRD Weekly, hour-long weekend show featuring Billy Flynn, The Vicar, and The Bruce. Geek Radio Daily licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com or email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
I'm not a doctor. I'm only 5 years old.